أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واذكر اسم ربك وتبتل إليه تبتيلا رب المشرق والمغرب لا إله إلا هو فاتخذه وكيلا صدق الله العظيم الله تبارك وتعالى continues to address our نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala advises, commands Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَذْكُرْ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ, and remember the name of your Rabb. In other words, make the dhikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. One direct meaning of it will be that when we remember Allah, we take Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name by saying Allah, Allah, continuously. And then it goes into the broader context of dhikrullah, and that is to remember Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in the various ways that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has privileged insan to remember Allah. One is to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the tongue, and that is the tongue makes the dhikr and the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the different forms of dhikrullah, whether it is tasbih, saying subhanallah, or tahmid, saying alhamdulillah, or takbir, saying Allahu Akbar, whether it is saying la ilaha illallah, and even for that matter, making istighfar and saying astaghfirullah, all of that is a form of remembrance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala with the tongue. And then the ulama have written to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the heart. And that is, the heart never ever forgets Allah. The person never becomes negligent of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Some ulama have stated, here also there's two ways. One is this, that in the heart, one begins to think about the name of Allah as though one is saying it with the tongue, but that comes with the heart. And then, together with that, is to latch the heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then, the better form of dhikr is when one takes the name of Allah with the tongue, the heart also remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then, to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the limbs and the senses that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us, in that one abstains from the disobedience of Allah, one does not break the commandments of Allah. In other words, the eyes are in the dhikr of Allah when it is in the obedience of Allah. The ears are in the dhikr of Allah when it is in the obedience of Allah. And like that, the limbs of the body and the other senses. So here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَذْكُرِ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ, and remember the name of your Rabb. Now the address is to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about standing up in the tahajjud salat. And the ayat before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ لَكَ فِي النَّهَارِ سَبْحًا طَوِيلًا, that during the day you have a long occupation. So at night your tahajjud, during the day your da'wat and your invitation, and in the general sense of the ummah, in other occupations of livelihood, etc. But this is such a prescription that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is giving, that whether one is alone, whether one is in company, whether one is occupied or unoccupied, in all cases, one can continue to remember Allah and make the dhikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Our mother, Siddiqa Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, used to say, كَانَ يَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ أَحْيَانٍ, that our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remembered Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in all states, in all conditions. He was engaged and engrossed in the remembrance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And then we will find the different du'as that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has showed us at the various occasions, whether it is eating or sleeping, and all that is included in the dhikr and the ibadat of Allah. وَتَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبَتِيلًا, and then assume a complete seclusion or a complete devotion for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be above all. It doesn't mean that one now needs to leave community life and become a hermit, monasticism, la rahbaniyata fil Islam. There is no monasticism in Islam that a person leaves community, a person leaves marriage, and a person does not concern oneself with the remaining ummah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or the remaining creation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But all of it will be regarded as the dhikr and the ibadat of Allah when we fulfill the rights of one and all. But over every other, over every other relationship should be the relationship that is created with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Rabbul Mashriqi wal Maghrib. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Rabb. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the sustainer of the Mashriq, of the East. And Allah is the sustainer of the West. La ilaha illahu. There is no God. There is no object of worship. There is no other deity but He, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَاتَّخِذْهُ وَكِيلًا. Then take Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a guardian. Wakil is that being in whom one will put one's total trust, one's total reliance, or rather it is that person or that being to whom one will accord and one will give all one's conditions, one's affairs, and place it into that person's hands. And here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is addressing our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَاتَّخِذْهُ وَكِيلًا. And take Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to be the wakil. Put your total trust, put your total reliance in the hands of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Hand all your affairs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam inspired him, or Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam informed Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ala inna nafsan lan tamuta hatta tastakmila rizqaha, that no soul dies until that soul has completed its rizq. No soul has left this world and will never leave this world until it has completed its sustenance that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had ordained for that soul. Not one grain more and not one grain less. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed in one's taqdeer, that is what that person will get, and then the switch is switched off and life comes to an end. It will not happen before, it will not happen after that. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهُ. Then fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَجْمِلُوا فِي الطَّلَبِ. And insofar as searching for your rizq is concerned, your material pursuits are concerned, then فَاجْمِلُوا. Do it in a proper manner. Do it in a manner that is according to the commandments of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam these prescriptions. These are five prescriptions from the beginning of the surah to here. The sixth one is in the next ayat. Imam Qurtubi rahmatullah alayhi says that this is the easiest prescription, that if one wants to reach Allah, then these are the six prescriptions that one should bring into one's life. One is Qumil Layl, try some portion of the night to make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Second is Warattilil Qur'ana Tartila, recite the Qur'an. Take out some time during the day, some time during the night, and make tilawat of the Qur'an Sharif. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Wadhkur isma Rabbik. Number three, remember Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Whenever possible, try and engage in the dhikr of Allah. One is the formal sitting that one takes out time and remember Allah. But otherwise, whenever, wherever we are, however we are, we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number four, وَتَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبَتِيلًا. That one should create such a situation where Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is above every one of the creation of Allah. In other words, we leave everyone else and everything else for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And number five, فَاتَّخِذْهُ وَكِيلًا. And take Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala the wakil. Make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be in charge of all our affairs. Put all our affairs in the hands of Allah Rabbul Izzat. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.